The Zookeeper's Cat. Written by Sue Behrendt, illustrated by Eloise O'Donoghue, translated by Leah Schulze, narrated by Britta Gartner. Nico, the zookeeper's cat, awoke from his nap. He often dreamed that he wasn't a lazy carter, but a completely different animal altogether. Nico liked visiting the animals at the zoo. On this particular day, the first tier he went to see was the slow elephant.
Hello, slow elephant. What are you doing?
Nico asked.
I'm using my trunk to give myself a shower,
said der langsame Elefant.
I wish I had a trunk, said Nico.
Why?
Asked der langsame Elefant.
Meow. I get fur in my mouth when I lick my coat, said Nico.
Der langsame Elefant sucked water up its trunk and sprayed Nico. But Nico, the lazy carter, just shrugged his shoulders and wandered off to see the tall giraffe.
Hello, tall giraffe. What are you doing?
Nico asked.
I'm using my long neck to stretch up so I can nibble the freshest leaves on the tree, said die große Giraffe.
Meow, I wish I had a long neck, said Nico.
Why? Asked die große Giraffe.
To reach the cat biscuits the zookeeper hides in a high cupboard, said Nico.
You wouldn't be able to fit through the cat door, said die große Giraffe.
But Nico, der faule Kater, just raised his eyebrows and wandered off to see the smelly rhinoceros.
Hello, smelly Nashorn. What are you doing?
Nico asked.
I'm using my horn to dig for water to drink,
said das stinkende Nashorn.
Meow, I wish I had a horn, said Nico.
Warum?
Asked das stinkende Nashorn.
To open tins of Katzen food when the zookeeper is out, said Nico.
You'd poke yourself in the bum when you curled up in a ball to sleep,
said das stinkende Nashorn. But Nico, der faule Kater, just twitched his whiskers and wandered off to see the happy chimpanzee.
Hello, happy chimpanzee. What are you doing?
Nico asked.
I'm using my long arms to swing through the trees,
said der fröhliche Schimpanse.
Wow, I wish I had long arms, said Nico. Warum?
Asked der fröhliche Schimpanse.
So I could give myself lots of pats when the zookeeper isn't at home to do it for me,
said Nico.
But you hiss at people who give you belly rubs,
said der fröhliche Schimpanse. But Nico, the faule Kater, just licked his paw and wandered off to see the brave lion.
Hallo, brave Löwe. What are you doing?
Nico asked.
I'm fluffing up my mane, said der mutige Löwe.
Meow, I wish I had a mane, said Nico.
Warum? Asked der mutige Löwe.
Nothing says King of der Tiere like a mane, said Nico.
I have fleas in my mane, and birds sometimes nest in it, said der mutige Löwe.
But Nico, der faule Kater, just wrinkled his nose and wandered off to see the clever eagle.
Hallo, clever Adler. What are you doing?
Nico asked.
I'm using my wings to fly around and look for food, said der schlaue Adler. Meow, I wish I had wings, said Nico.
Warum?
Asked der schlaue Adler.
To soar high into the sky and look down at the zookeeper working, said Nico.
It gets cold up there in the clouds, said der schlaue Adler.
But Nico, der faule Kater, just purred loudly and wandered off to see the beautiful flamingo.
Hallo, beautiful flamingo. What are you doing?
Nico asked.
Using my long legs to keep my feathery body from getting wet,
said der schöne Flamingo.
Wow, I wish I had long legs, said Nico.
Warum?
Asked der schöne Flamingo.
To make it easier to look out of the zookeeper's window, said Nico. It would be more difficult to sit on the zookeeper's lap,
said der schöne Flamingo. But Nico, der faule Kater, just stretched and thought about all the things die Tiere had told him. And you know what? Nico still wanted a trunk like der langsame Elefant.
He still wanted a long neck like die große Giraffe.
He still wanted a horn like das stinkende Nashorn. He still wanted a mane like der mutige Löwe. He still wanted long arms like der fröhliche Schimpanse. He still wanted wings like der schlaue Adler. And he still wanted long legs like der schöne Flamingo. So, Nico rummaged in the zoo's skip until he found a hosepipe, rubber gloves, a broomstick, and all the other things he'd need to turn himself into a different tier altogether. Nico looked at himself in the zookeeper's mirror. He blinked. Then he shook himself and went to sleep in front of the warm fire. When the zookeeper came home, he tripped over the legs of des schönen Flamingos, the wings of des schlauen Adlers,
and the mane of Des Mutigen Löwen. He slipped on the arms of Des Fröhlichen Schimpansen, and the horn of Des Stinkenden Nashorns poked him in the bum. And finally, he got all caught up in the trunk of Des Langsamen Elefanten and Nico. He slept through the whole thing, just like any faule Kater. Glossary. Adler, eagle. Deer, the masculine. Die, the feminine. Die, the plural. Elephant, elephant. Faul, lazy. Flamingo, flamingo. Fröhlich, happy. Giraffe, giraffe. Groß, tall. Hallo, hello. Kater, cat, masculine. Katze, cat, feminine. Langsam, slow. Löwe, lion. Mutig, brave. Nashorn, rhinoceros. Schimpanse, chimpanzee. Schlau, clever. Schön, beautiful. Stinkend, smelly. Tier, animal. Tiere, animals. Warum? Why? Note for parents. In German, all nouns have a gender, masculine, feminine, or neutral. Depending on where in the sentence the nouns lie, they change their grammatical case. Nominative, genitive, dative, or accusative, and therefore can slightly vary in their form. Activity book time. Activity book, page 4.
I'm using my trunk to give myself a shower.
I'm using my long neck to stretch up so I can nibble the freshest leaves on the tree.
I'm using my long arms to swing through the trees.
I'm using my horn to dig for water to drink.
I'm fluffing up my mane.
I'm using my wings to fly around and look for food.
I'm using my long legs to keep my feathery body from getting wet.
I wish I had long legs.